Hi, my name is Alice. I'm interviewing my mom, Melissa, on April 30th, 2018. Thank you for taking time to talk to me. Okay, so I'm going to just start off with some warm-up questions. So the first being, tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up?
I grew up in a family of five. I have two brothers, both of which are younger than me. I grew up in Northampton, Massachusetts, which is a city of about 33,000 people. My mother was a stay-at-home mother until I was a senior in high school, and my father worked in an auto body business for most of my life.
Okay. Besides your closest family members, share with me some things you're most grateful for.
I'm grateful to have a job that I love. I've been in the same job for 26 years. I love taking care of my patients, and I'm also thankful for my very close friends.
Okay, so now we're gonna go into some of the more deeper questions. So, can you tell me about an early lesson on race or exclusion you learned from someone who has had a big influence on your life? And can you tell me what happened?
My parents taught me from when I was a little kid to accept everyone and not to make judgments. I grew up in a school of almost 900 to 1,000 kids, and there were all different types of races and different backgrounds. And from what I remember, everyone seemed to get along in my high school.
Okay. How, when, and what have you sensed or experienced or witnessed that conveyed bias active in your daily life? Let it be like at home, a workplace, in Boston, or in your neighborhood. The biases don't have to be about race. It could be like gender, or any other like social identities you have.
That's actually a very hard question.
Well, yeah, but
I've been very fortunate in my life not to have experienced that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay. When you take in media or social media messages about racism or racial differences in particular, what have you heard that has affected you, moved you, made you curious or upset? So, like, is there anything like specific that has stood out to you on social media recently regarding race and racial issues?
Not necessarily race, but definitely all the school shootings have really bothered me.
Okay. Is there any like thing you've heard like recently about race on social media?
Well, one of the things I've been following in the news lately, because I'm an avid Red Sox fan, is how they've changed Yawkey Way to, I believe it's Jersey Street.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like traditionally it should stay the same name.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, now that that happened, it's going to set, like, precedents for other, like, sports companies to, like, re-look at like their history a little bit and see how they can improve on issues?
Oh, definitely. It already has.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about the Redskins getting rid of their logo and also the Atlanta Braves, and also local high schools in this area have been doing that.
Has Agawam?
I don't believe Agawam has, but I want to say Turner's Falls.
Mm-hmm. Why? What is Turner's Falls? The Raiders or something?
They were a form of an Indian name, and they voted to get rid of it, and now they have to choose a new name.
Because Agawam's the Brownies, but, like, no one says anything about that.
No.
All right. So this is just a follow-up with the previous question. In your opinion, is media messaging helping or hurting the situation? Why and what ways?
Well, I think in some ways they're bringing attention to things like that, mm-hmm. but in others, I think they blow it out of proportion.
I agree. Are there things you might be doing that could be contributing to the problem? Think of, like, anything you're posting online or conversations with friends and fellow workers.
Personally, no, because I like to avoid controversy at all costs. So I don't post anything on social media that's controversial.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this question means, but how are you connected personally to the structures that seem to influence and perpetuate this issue? This might mean talking about your social identities and your levels of privilege, advantage, disadvantage related to this issue.
Personally, I don't feel like I'm privileged, but I'm sure I am considered it because I am a white middle-class female who's been able to further my education beyond high school, and my children are definitely lucky in what they've been able to do and accomplish so far in their lives.
Mm-hmm. How do you see yourself as part of the solution? Like, what things do you think you could do, and, like, what is in your power to change current situations?
I don't feel like I have a lot of power to change anything, just me as one person.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing discussions that are positive,
yeah,
could be helpful.
That's a good one. And the last question is, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom about racism or race, privilege and intersecting advantage and disadvantage from your time that you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Well, I would hope they would treat everyone equally. And if they were to have any advantage in the world, I hope they would use that to do good in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just accept what they've been given and expect certain things because of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't mean to yawn. All right. Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.